Three of those losses have come on the road for the Reese Rockets. In the Greater Thumb West, like I said, they are a perfect 5-0, first place by one game over Bad Axe and Reese, or Bad Axe and USA, who are tied for second place. Reese is coached by Brian Kern in his sixth year at the helm, going 80-38 over that time. Good enough for a batting average of .678. And Brian Kern has gone 3-8 against USA in his six-year career. On offense, Reese averages 60.8 points per game. You will not find a better offense in the Greater Thumb Conference. That puts them as number one of the 14 teams. On defense, it's not quite the same as offense. Reese, in fact, is the fourth worst defense of the Greater Thumb Conference's 14 teams, giving up 52.2 per game. And they are only ahead of teams such as KPAC, Memphis, and Marlette. Reese's victory against USA back in December was the first win over the Patriots since 2015 for Reese. They played some tough opponents this year so far. Reese has traveled to play at Carrollton and even Lansing Eastern. They lost both of those games, but still some good learning moments, which has set them up for success in the long haul.
I think scheduling those big games early, that's a smart move. You know, the Thumb Sports Writers has Reese at number three. But you know, there's time to make impressions on the writers as well as the commentators as well. Who knows? Might see some improvement.
In their most recent game, Reese squared off with Carroll 5 days ago. It was the lowest offensive production for the entire season. The Tigers of Carroll held the Rockets' Red Glare to just 46 points, well below their average. Every other game, though, Reese has scored 53 or more points. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside that Reese Rocket huddle.
Well, in this second meeting, Coach Brian Kern's Reese Rockets. Yeah, they have a very quick and balanced squad. And what I mean by quick, they're like greased lightning as far as balance is concerned. Got a great outside game and also an inside game that is going to be maybe making some damage tonight. They are led by seniors Isaac Johnson on the outside, Bryce Bricklesbauer on the inside. But you really want to talk about when you talk about Reese is sophomore DeMarcus Palmruder. That young man can absolutely take over a game. Jake Rao, he's really coming into his own. And also Tanner Turbush, who's a very quick and hardworking young man. He's worth mentioning. As well as Levi Foco, who's probably going to be coming off the bench tonight. They have a good mix of veterans and youth, and they're going to be a tough out tonight.
It's time for a short break on the WLW Sports Network. Up next, we'll see what the USA Patriots will have to offer tonight as they host the Rockets. So keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. You've heard us talk about our new pediatrician at Sure, but now let's hear it straight from Dr. Carrie Rabanera.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Rabanera. I want to thank everyone for such a warm welcome to the Thumb.
We hear so much about having a primary care provider, but why should families have a dedicated pediatrician?
I would say it's important for a couple of reasons. Pediatricians have specialized training in taking care of kids, both healthy and sick, and it's also nice to have somebody close by that you can go to for something as simple as a cold. I'm really excited to be able to help take care of the kids here in the Thumb. I'm excited to work with such a great group of people, and I'm just really excited to keep kids healthy.
You're seeing pediatric patients at Sure and Pigeon, but this is more than just newborns, right?
Yeah, so it's a common misconception. I do see kids from the time they are born up through about age 18. Health is such an important thing to a kid. If you're not healthy, if you're sick all of the time, you can't go to school, you can't learn well, it's hard to grow up and be a healthy, functioning adult. And so being healthy is important from the beginning.
You can learn more about Dr. Carrie Rabanera by watching her featured video on her website at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
This week at More Motor Sales in Carroll, when you purchase any new or used vehicle, you will get free oil changes for one full year. That's right, buy any new or used vehicle this week at More Motor Sales in Carroll and get free oil changes for one full year. That includes every new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, or Jeep, including the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ram 1500, and all F-150 trucks, too. Don't miss this great opportunity only at More Motor Sales on M81 on the west side of Carroll.
I'm Todd Bowers from Owendale, Michigan. I'm in new car sales at More Motors, and I've been doing it for over 12 years now. What gets me coming here every day is dealing with the great customers, people I've dealt with for many, many years, and I really enjoy it, and I look forward to coming to work every day. The best satisfaction I get with dealing with the customers is being able to get them what they want, being able to get them a truck that'll tow the trailer that they want and have all the equipment that they want, the color they want, and make sure that they're 100% satisfied. You really do get more at More Motors.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebling Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everybody, from music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more. USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services from Sebling, Michigan. In the Grantham West, it's a showdown between the number one and number two squads in divisional standings. The Reese Rockets sat perfect in Grantham West play. The USA Patriots just one game back, their only loss to the Reese Rockets. USA enters tonight overall at 7-1. Their only loss was to Reese back on December 20th. In the Grantham West, 4-1, just one game out of first place, which is held by Reese. USA coached by Mark Gainforth for just under a quarter of a century, 24 years. Over that time, Mark Gainforth has accrued 412 victories in just 130 losses. That is winning 76% of all games coached since 1997. On offense, USA, it's the best against the best tonight. Reese at number one, USA at number two in the Grantham Conference by just 9/10 of a point from Reese. USA scores on average 59.9 per game. On defense, USA the top spot. Number one defense in the Grantham Conference in more than 12 points better than Reese's defense. USA on average through 32 minutes of play gives up 41.1 points per game. Average margin of victory, that too is the best in the conference at 20.3. 9-point advantage over the second place team, which is Bad Axe. Impressive numbers from USA yet again. The Patriots came out of the new season with a bang, winning their first two games by an average of 33 points over Harbor Beach and Marlette. But then came that famed December 20th night when they traveled to take on the Reese Rockets, and the maroon and gold got the better of them. The Patriots lost by 14 points, 57-71, but the good news is they have not lost since.
You know, with that lone blemish on that perfect record, some sports writers have placed USA at number four with Reese one spot ahead at number three. And that's following Kingston and Croswell Lexington as well. So tonight, both teams are not really concerned about what the sports writers are talking about. They're looking for the crown in the West, even though there was still a long way before the end of the campaign. But I think that's worth mentioning.
In the last 10 matchups with the Reese Rockets, USA has averaged 61 points per game in 8 wins, while holding the Rockets to 48 points in just 2 victories. Now, John Muir, let's take a look at the roster of the 7-1 USA Patriots.
You know, when you think of USA, you think of defense and you also think of offense, and there's two people I'm thinking of on that. Mr. Defense is senior Nash Morton. And to go ahead and compliment him, Mr. Offense, Landon Zimmer, will go ahead and hit a tray. I think the one rule probably is please cross the 10-second line before you launch. And then you've got a nice set of complimentary players to go along with them. Cade Ryerson, Cody Babcock, Junior Connor Gettle. I'll tell you what, I think they're quick as ever. They're experienced, and you know, they're quite literally, they've had such a great success here at USA that it just kind of rubs off on all the kids and everything. But they dare not get into foul trouble because the ranks are a little bit thin. Their three-point shot is their strength, and we'll see if it happens tonight.
When we return, we'll analyze the tale of the tape between the Reese Rockets and the Unionville Sebling Area Patriots with the Grantham West title on the line. It's all right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services. Reese at USA coming up next.
A successful harvest begins with spring planting, and your spring planting finance needs begin at North Star Bank. North Star Bank has agricultural